Good morning or good afternoon all, and welcome to the Cetin Group First Half 2024 Results Investor Call. My name is Adam, and I'll be your operator today. If you'd like to ask a question at the Q&A portion of today's event, you may do so by dialing into the call and pressing star followed by one on your telephone keypad. I will now hand the call to Jan Huck to begin, so Jan, please go ahead when you are ready.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jan Huck from PPF. Welcome to the conference call, where we are going to present and discuss the results of Cetin Group for the first 6 months of this year, which were published last week. During the call, you can follow a presentation which is being streamed via the link that you received as part of your connection instructions. The slides are also available for download on the website of Cetin Group, www.cetin.eu, in the Investors section under the Financial Reports header. Let me introduce today's speakers, who will be giving the presentation and who will be available to answer your questions after the presentation. Mr. Juraj Šedivý, the Chief Executive Officer of Cetin Group, and Mr. Filip Csaba, the Chief Financial Officer of Cetin Group. Main part of today's presentation will be an update on the operating and financial performance, followed by a Q&A session to answer questions that you might have. And now I'm handing over to Juraj Šedivý to commence the presentation.
Good afternoon, or morning, depending on where you are. Before we actually start with the results, let me briefly remind you in broad terms what Cetin Group represents. We are the leading group of telecom infrastructure in Central and Eastern Europe. We operate in four countries. We are a major national player in each of them. It is important to understand that we are a wholesale provider of network services. That means that our customers are the leading commercial operators. So we don't have a direct relationship with millions of retail users. And in the Czech Republic, we own the country's largest fixed network as a legacy of former state telecom. And we operate nationwide mobile networks in all four countries. For the leading operators, O2 in the Czech Republic, and Yetels in other countries. In terms of corporate structure, next slide, it is worth mentioning that Cetin Group NV is the consolidating entity of the group. But we hold debt at this holdco company level on our balance sheet. And all network assets and the operations are in the four main operating subsidiaries in each country. In the Czech Republic, we are not showing NEI as an operating subsidiary anymore, as we acquired NEI in November last year. And this year, we transferred their network assets to Cetin Czech Republic and sold their customer base and transferred their customer base to O2. So again, we don't service their originally retail customers. The majority shareholder of Cetin Group is PPF Telecom Group, a company consolidating also mobile operators, O2 and Yetels. And those are our anchor customers in respective countries. And Cetin Group has an important minority shareholder. That's a Singaporean investment company, the sovereign fund GIC, that owns 30% stake in Cetin Group. So after this introduction, let me give you a concise summary of our results. We have reported sound financial outcome performance in the first half of the year. Total revenue grew more than 5% year over year, while the operating profit, EBITDA, after leases, grew 14%, driven by strong domestic revenue growth, but also the tight cost controls. Growth of capital expenditures reflects our major mobile network upgrades in all countries. There is a massive program, and we also accelerate the fiber optics network in the Czech Republic. And Filip will take you through the details later on. In the Czech Republic, as you might know, we are deploying our own fiber to the home. The vast majority of the country's households are already passed by our FTTC, fiber to the cabinet access network. The fiber with the metallic last mile or last hundreds meters, capable of delivering speeds of up to 250 megabit per second. That was a recently modernized network. Those speeds can potentially be even higher, actually. And the current focus is on full fiber to the home or building, and our target is to deliver fiber broadband to approximately 1.3 million Czech households by 2030. The number of households connected to the fiber has actually grown fivefold compared to the June last year, and it was driven mainly by the successful incorporation of the network of NEI and its customers, the internet provider which was acquired last November, but also by very good ramp-up of the penetrations in the areas which were built by Cetin itself. Our major initiative for the third year running is obviously the rollout of the 5G networks. We are upgrading all mobile assets with new equipment, and we are strengthening and modernizing also many other network elements in a network hierarchy in anticipation of the demand for the throughput and the speeds related to the 5G traffic, and that's coming from consumer base, retail consumer base, but also emerging industrial applications. So the speed or the traffic which we accommodate on the network is growing very rapidly. In the Czech Republic, the number of 5G sites has grown by 50% year over year, and the population coverage has exceeded 94%. The rapid growth also demonstrates one of the benefits of our network sharing deal with T-Mobile for the customers. That's a trend which we believe will be, to a large extent, exercised by the industry, and that is to share the passive infrastructure, but in many instances also active infrastructure by two or sometimes even more operators, leading to cost efficiencies and better operational performance of the network. In Hungary and Bulgaria, the number of 5G sites has increased by more than one-third, and the population coverage has also grown considerably, 44% and 70% respectively. In Serbia, we are getting the infrastructure ready for a rapid rollout once the spectrum licenses are assigned to the operators, hopefully in 2025, but in the meantime, we are already modernizing the network. So to wrap up, I can say that we are continuously extending our network leadership in respective countries. Besides the 5G rollout, in three countries, in Serbia, where we have selected Ericsson as the new supplier for radio access network equipment, we are already upgrading the network, as I mentioned, ahead of the anticipated 5G rollout or the 5G licenses being available. And the choice of Ericsson means also a more secure network and better security of the data transported by our network. And it also reflects the regulatory pressures in European Union related to the supply chain controls. It also means that our network will be built from the ground up on a new, efficient, future-proof platform, allowing years of further expansion and growth. So that is something which, again, we believe will be needed in the anticipation of higher utilization of the network by consumer users, but also by 5G private networks, industrial applications. By acquiring NEI in Czechia, we added about 500,000 of households passed, so that's a significant increment. Most of those being the fiber optics network connections, and nearly 200,000 households connected, so active revenue generating units. The boost to reach and the quality of the network in Czechia, we occasionally make also what I would call an opportunistic purchases of smaller internet service providers when their networks is a good complement to our own network. They are prepared to sell, and the business case is favorable. Obviously, quality of the network is very important, so we are very careful and prudent when it comes to the due diligence of those individual cases. Good example of purchase of fiber infrastructure of another mid-sized ISP is Nordic Telecom, which we are expected to be able to make soon following the initial steps in the transaction, and their fiber network is passing about 50,000 households in locations where the time required for us to install them with our own fiber and the cost associated with it would not be worth it. It would not have the business case. So it's a good opportunity for us to settle in those areas. Let me give you a little more details on the growth of our fixed network in the Czech Republic. By the end of June 2024, we reached the reach of our fiber network, fiber to the home or to the building in terms of household passed has exceeded 743,000, having grown almost threefold year over year. As I mentioned earlier, the main driver was the acquisition of May last November, and it has boosted also the connection speed available in our network. 16% of the households passed by now by our own network have now available top speed connections with 500 megabit per second, 1 gigabit per second, or even 2 gigabit per second access. An additional 63% can benefit of speeds of 100 to 300 megabit per second, which for now is a sufficient speed to accommodate needs of the regular households. The number of FTTH lines connected that are rented from taken by the operators has grown fivefold in the course of the last 12 months, exceeding 250,000 at the end of June. So again, very substantial increase. The growth, however, is not attributable only to the acquisitions. Our own organic 5G rollout continues to accelerate. We succeeded not just in building new fiber access points, but also selling them, converting them into active connections rented to the operators, obviously in line with the expectations in respective business cases. We assume relatively rapid ramp-up of the penetrations in newly built areas. We have achieved 27,000 new fiber net adds in the past 12 months, which means a growth of more than 50% year over year. Another important area of our activities that I would like to address today is sustainability. We have reached another important milestones in the area of our environmental impact. We are gradually progressing the plan for reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. We recently set our decarbonization targets and submitted them to the Science Based Targets Initiative for validation as part of PPF Telecom Group submission. We are looking at both energy savings related to the energy that we actually consume, as well as making our existing consumption more sustainable. In the first 6 months of this year, our energy efficiency program has managed to save 18 gigawatt hours of electricity, mainly by investing into modern equipment, which is more efficient from energy consumption perspective, but also with intelligent power savings features or clever design of buildings with reduced need for cooling. As we speak, 100% of the energy that our network is using in Serbia is green, and more than 80% of the consumption offset in Bulgaria originates from renewable resources. On the technology front, we continue at full speed with 5G rollout. Overall, across the footprint of Setting Group, we have been covering 57% of the population at the end of June. And if you look, as I mentioned, Serbia is delayed when it comes to the 5G licenses. So if you look just at the countries where 5G frequencies are commercially available, that means excluding Serbia, it was actually 72% coverage. Another contribution that we make towards bridging the digital divide in the Czech FTTH program, but also the mobile networks that I described earlier today. We delivered another improvement of the security and reliability of our network by further advancing the effectiveness of the Security Operations Center. We actually installed a new platform based on the IBM's best benchmark technology. This is ever increasing importance related to our customers, to us, including the business customers and the governments, to actually secure from cybersecurity and physical security perspective, the network, avoid the outages, avoid breaches of confidentiality and integrity of the data we transport, and it's becoming the parameters required in the SLAs to most of the customers. They are putting new features and systems in operations, such as behavior analytics or optimized detection rules related to the SOAR and CM systems, which are the architectural layers on the top of Security Operations Center. On the people's front, progressing our diversity, equity, and inclusion program, having upskilled all our senior leadership teams on diversity and unconscious bias last year, we are now training all our employees with the view to reach 100% before the end of this year. We are advancing also the talent development program across all subsidiaries. That besides other benefits, there is also an encouragement for more women take on managerial roles in our industry that traditionally has been male-dominated. Lastly, but certainly not last, our transparency initiatives, besides the supplier code of conduct that establishes the minimum standards and practices that we require our suppliers to comply with, adopted last year, we are progressing also with our sustainable supply chain program. We are currently completing sustainability risk assessment of our critical suppliers, and we will be engaging with those where the risk will have been evaluated as the highest. The whistleblowing channel thus we maintain at the group level in the Czech Republic has now been established also in Hungary. Our sustainability training has also made a significant progress. Last year, we trained 100% of the leadership teams, and this year, nearly 90% of our employees group-wide have already passed the training. There is definitely more than that related to what we do on sustainability that I can cover today. So I would like to encourage you all to visit our sustainability websites. Following the introduction of the Setting Group Sustainability microsite last year, this year also our subsidiaries in Bulgaria, Czech Republic, and Hungary have launched their own microsites for sustainability disclosures, so please visit those and see for yourself. This is all from me. Thank you for your attention, and I will now hand over to Filip to take you through the financial performance.
Thank you, Ray. I will continue with the financial performance on the page number 9. So our domestic revenues grew by 9.9%. The domestic revenues are the revenues without the international voice transit business revenues. We prefer reporting our revenues without the transit as it is independent activity from our infrastructure initiatives, and also it's low marginal. The underlying business grew healthily, mainly driven by the mobile part. A bit lower growth than in the previous period of our revenues was driven by two facts. First, lower prices of energies. We recharge our energies to our anchor customers through mobile service agreements. And similarly, lower inflation as our mobile service agreements are partially inflation indexed. Nevertheless, lower cost of energies, lower pressure from inflation, as well as well-controlled OPEX base helped to grow our EBITDA by more than 13%, reaching 361 million in the first half of 2024. Our CAPEX grew by 9.8%. as we continued in modernizations of our mobile networks, as well as in fiber rollout in the Czech Republic, and our free cash flow grew more than by 20%, reaching 106 million. The main driver of the growth was the growth of EBITDA. Let's move to the OPEX page, which is page number 10. Our OPEX grew by 8.8%, which was very much driven by consolidation of newly acquired fixed internet services provider NACZ. Without NACZ, our OPEX grew by 3.2%. Going more into details, our rentals grew by 8% year over year, which is within the trends of the previous periods. The main driver of the growth was the fact that we added more than 200 new mobile physical sites to improve the quality of the networks. It means more than 200 new rental contracts. And the second driver of the growth was the inflation indexation in our rental contracts. Our personal and staff costs grew noticeably as we consolidated nearly 500 employees of NACZ. And the second minor contributor of the growth of staff costs was salary increase. We reacted to the situations in all markets and adequately increased salaries of our employees to keep our mainly field force stable. Utilities, in spite of running a robust efficiency agenda in energies across the whole region, so our energy consumption grew, mainly thanks to the implementation of 5G and also other technologies, but it was more than compensated by lower prices of energies, and the total cost of utilities were lower by 10% year over year. You can move to the page number 11, where I'll talk about CapEx. CapEx grew by 9.8%. As it was said already, we modernized, we continued in modernization of our networks in Hungary and the Czech Republic, aiming to finish these projects next year. And also we started, as it was said, a complete swap of radio access network technologies in Serbia, and the project should take approximately 3 years. In the Czech Republic, we continued in fiber rollout, and we newly passed by our own construction, meaning without NACZ consolidation. So we newly passed nearly 40,000 households by our fiber in the first half of this year. On the page number 12, I have an update on a debt maturity profile. This is, it remains the same as it was in the end of last year. And the debt currently sits at 1.8 billion euros at nominal values, which represents 2.6 multiple of EBITDA, which is comfortably within our financial policy. The biggest item is two term loans of 955 million euros due in 2026. There is 500 million euro bond will be due in 2027. And we also raised a shareholder loan of 175 million last year. And the major part of 123 million, the one we obtained from PPF Telecom Group, will be due next year in April. And that was all on the financial performance of the group. And there is one last point for today's call, which is an update on PPF partnership with EM. In August 2023, PPF agreed to sell a 50% plus one share in its businesses in the markets of Slovakia, Hungary, Bulgaria, and Serbia to EM. As previously communicated during investor calls, Setting Group's corporate structure will be impacted by this change, with the future Setting Group owning only the Czech Setting entity. EN has now obtained all necessary regulatory approvals that are required for the deal to be completed, and PPF began implementing the corporate structure changes necessary to establish the joint venture. Along with that, the final capital structure will be established, and we will confirm the final capital structure upon closing of the transaction with EN. Our aim to achieve the least disruption in the current funding structure and credit rating remains unchanged. Thank you for your attention. This is all, and I'll hand over the presentation back to Jan Huk.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the company presentation. We are now ready to take your questions.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question on today's call, please dial in and press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. When preparing to ask your question, please ensure you are unmuted locally. That's star followed by one. Final call for questions, that's star followed by one on your telephone keypad. As we have no questions, I'll hand the call back to the management team.
This is Jan Huk again. Thank you all for attending today's call. If you still have any follow-up questions, you are welcome to contact our investor relations, and we will be happy to oblige. And now, on behalf of the company, I would like to terminate today's call. Thank you. Goodbye.
This concludes today's call. Thank you very much for your attendance. You may now disconnect your lines.